to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams, greetings and a happy, holy and prosperous New Year 2015 to all of you. At the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble, loving, prayerful, grateful pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And let's pray to him to shower his choicest blessings on all of us on this New Year 2015. So, dear listeners, it's 1st of January and the time right now in our studio is 11:45 a.m. And a warm welcome to all of you to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action and I am Raghu from Team Radio Psy. Today, Prashant's Nilayam Ashram is very cool and pleasant. There was a slight drizzle in the morning and hundreds of alumni of Psy University have come here to begin their new year by taking Bhagwan's blessings. Well, dear listeners, let's begin today's segment, Service Love in Action. At the very outset, let me read out few excerpts from Bhagwan's Divine Discourse, where Bhagwan gives us the message for New Year. And I quote, "New Year must usher in a new step in spiritual discipline. The old must be wrung out. The new must be brought in. How do you celebrate the New Year Day? Some clean their homes by removing the cobwebs or decorate it by hanging up festoons and placing leaf or floral garlands. Some wear new dresses and others feast on new types of dishes. For one day, everyone feels fresh and renovated. In this festival of renewal, most people celebrate outwardly and continue with their old prejudices and tendencies, outworn habits and moth-eaten principles. Should they not attempt to brush the cobwebs from their minds? Should they not get rid of opinions and motives which tarnish and demean? Namasmarana, remembrance of the name of God, is the spiritual discipline prescribed by scriptures for the present age, Kali Yuga. This involves giving up all habits that interfere with the constant remembrance of God. So, on the New Year Day, you must resolve to accept it and practice it to the utmost." Unquote. So, dear listeners, this was an excerpt from Bhagwan's Divine Discourse which he gave in the year 1971. And this excerpt also was a part of the Sai Inspires that was sent as an email to all of you today. So, dear listeners, today in this segment, Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you the conversation with Mr. Pop Singh. In conversation with him is Radio Science Bishop Prashti. In fact, this conversation is a continuation of conversation from last Thursday. Last Thursday, I played for you the second part of the conversation. And the Thursday before that, I played for you the first part of the conversation to today. So today will be the concluding part of the conversation with Mr. Bob Singh from USA. And in that conversation, Mr. Bob Singh will be speaking to you about his involvement in various service activities around the world.
Were there any moment when you felt his presence very strongly?
Brother, one day I was in a village having no cellular contact, no mobile contact, no signal for anything. It's a village, way deep in the woods. And it was a new phone that I was using, that I didn't have anything on it. It was practically done. You can't hear anything because there is no signal. And while the medical camp was going on in that village, thankfully, there was a nurse from the UK group of the April medical camp who was standing near to me. And all of a sudden, Suprabhatam started playing on my phone.
Oh.
I pulled out my phone And I'm looking at it, and I asked Auntie, I said, Auntie, I don't have Sindal on my phone, and I don't have anything to play this Suprabhatam on my phone. How is it that this Suprabhatam is playing? But because we were far away from the crowd, we couldn't get their attention to come and listen. The two of us stood up and looking at each other, and we are listening to the entire Suprabhatam.
Did you have a Suprabhatam on your phone?
No, brother. No, I don't have Suprabhatam. I don't have anything downloaded on my phone. There is no application to play Suprabhatam on my phone. It's a village where your signal on your phone is dead.
You just started playing.
It is at the same camp, at the same barangay, at about 12 o'clock, I got a call from the principal of the San Isidro school that I must go there immediately, that some contractor is there to start work on the school and she doesn't know what to do. But I said, Mrs. Topaz, you must know what to do because that's your school. Anybody goes there to do work, you must be informed. He says, no, sir, Bob, you please come here immediately. You have to talk to this contractor. So I left the medical camp after the Suprabhatam was over and went to the school about 40 minutes away. While I'm at the medical at the school with the Mrs. Topaz and the contractor talking about this work that they are about to start, I got a call from Dr. David Cornsweet that Bob, you must return to the medical camp, that the locals have reported that the government, the municipal mayor have reported that there is an impending typhoon.
Oh.
And we must leave immediately.
Oh my God.
Leave the medical camp. And so I told Mr. Topaz, you must excuse me and the contractor, we will pick up on this conversation later, but I must leave immediately and return to pack up with the medical camp to leave immediately.
Hmm.
Because you don't want to be in the open space with a typhoon coming, because the coconut trees and the coconuts, they become missiles, you know. And so you have to be in a close place. On that day, I knew that Baba was with us. We all traveled back home safely. But the clouds were ominous. They were very, very gray and dark and everything. In one place, you see a little sunshine. On the other place, it's dark as though the cold world is coming down on you.
Mm.
But we all packed up and we left immediately. And that was one day I shuttled back and forth like, you can't imagine. But in the middle of Suprabhatam, both things happened. You know? But I knew that that Suprabhatam was meant for a reason.
It was a wake-up call to you.
It was a wake-up call to move on.
To move on to higher gear.
Yes, yes.
New gear.
Yes. But I didn't know how or why. And also the nurse from the UK, she saw it. I said, Ma, I don't have this application. I don't know where it's Suprabhatam. But it's playing. Let's listen. And when we listened, I went and I said, listen.
Amazing.
Sorry.
In mystical life, his ways always.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And after 4 months in Tacloban in Philippines, then you took a short break and you are back again doing service in Guyana.
Brother, this is Baba's will again. The Ministry of Health, Guyana government, had approached Sarumanization in Guyana, indeed, to coordinate another help for the fibroid surgery cases that were in another hospital in the Berbice County, because Guyana has three counties, Berbice, Damara, and Essequibo. 2013, doctors went from Baba's organization to do surgeries there.
Okay.
With Dr. Indrarani Tejwani, Dr. Suchitra Reddy, Dr. Jay Gopal, and Dr. Purohit and husband and wife team, and they took care of 52 cases in 2013 as a fibroid surgeries.
Yeah.
In Guyana.
If you can tell what exactly is this fibroid surgery?
Not being a medical person, it's a women's issues, growth on the inside that had to be removed. Things. So these are only operated on surgically to remove them. And some are quite large and they cause
uterine fibroids.
Yeah, uterine fibroids, many complications. So they went and took care of 52 cases in 2013.
Okay.
Dr. Jayagopal provided all the medical supplies for those camps. Dr. Yatish Merchant was the coordinator, and I went as a volunteer to only be in the behind the scenes volunteer. In 2014, again in the Nyam Sram Hospital in the county of Burbese, they had 18 cases that were screened and prepared for surgeries. When they arrived, Dr. Indrani Tejwani, Dr. Jayagopal, they found that there were 4 more acute cases that they had to do, so a total of 22 cases were performed in a short span of 4.5 days.
Oh, my God.
4.5 days.
Mm. Mm.
They worked tirelessly from morning.
So where were the surgeries done?
They were done in the public Nyam Sram Hospital, the city of Nyam Sram in the county of Burbese. They have the general public hospital there. And they were given the status and the assistance of the hospital to help them to undertake these surgeries. And they would do 3-4 a day.
Hmm.
Yes. And Baba's blessings, they would do it.
Hmm.
Some hiccups, Dr. Jayagopal would say one was a little bit serious, one was more serious than the other.
Hmm.
But they did it. And with Baba's help, they were able to get it done.
Wow. And so they went there at the invitation of the government?
Yes, through Baba's organization in Guyana. Uncle Bhagwan Narwani, Brother Sunil Teota, they are the coordinators there as the head of this organization in Georgetown, in Guyana.
That's very nice that the government is recognized.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we were very blessed to have the devotion coordinator, Mr. Kalchan, who had all the youths and volunteers of this organization to support the activities around this camp. It was a real blessing to have everybody participate and unite and to see Baba's love in action.
So how many days were you there in Ghana?
We were there in total 6 days, because traveling days were weekend to weekend.
Yes.
And to tell you the truth, we didn't expect to get our clearance for so many bags of medical supplies to take there. At the last minute, with Baba's grace, the airlines were able to take more bags for us, a total of 20 bags instead of 10 bags.
Oh, double.
Yeah, double amount. So we were blessed to have that grace from the airlines.
So the airlines were giving you this concession because of the service.
Yes, yes.
Nature of your activities.
Of the activities, yes. Okay. They gave the concession because the organization, Baba's organization in Georgetown, approached them and told them what we were going to do, and they said, it's okay, we'll take. And they allowed everything to go at the last minute. So for 2 months prior to planning, we did not know they were going to say yes. But on the day of travel, they gave the approval. And we were concerned because Brother Yatish, Dr. Yatish wanted to donate some things also, and he was able to take everything with him.
Wow, wow. Amazing. These doctors would have worked tirelessly, isn't it?
We traveled at midnight flight from JFK, New York to Guyana. We arrived there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they started seeing patients, screening them from 11 o'clock in the day. So they never slept until late at night that same day of arrival.
My God. And you have to be working.
We're all together. We're all together. Baba's energy.
Yes, yes, yes.
The divine energy of Baba.
Amazing. Amazing. So will you go back to Ghana again?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I definitely will. It's my home.
It's a home, isn't it?
Yes.
Literally, it's your home.
Yes, I was born and raised there.
Okay. So I think an invitation from Ghana is always welcome.
Yes. But it's also for me, and I pray that all of you will have an opportunity to go and see Baba's love in action. The devotees there are really wonderful. And I know that Baba is present and helping them along the way to achieve their goals, personal transformation. What is most noticeable is that any time there is a disaster in any place, Baba's organization is first to be on the scene to help. Not for photo opportunities, not for newspapers, nothing of the sort. Only to offer service to help. In the past, for example, in 2005, there was a major flood in Guyana. And Baba's organization provided about 5,000 meals a day.
Wow.
To help those people whose homes were flooded and they couldn't use their homes for cooking or anything.
Mm.
Because you couldn't do anything. And again, here we are seeing a continuous stream of interaction at the different levels. But in the end, ministers, presidents of Guyana, they interact with SAR organizations seeking the help they know the SAR organization can help.
The SAR organization has built such a reputation now. The government has so much confidence. They know that the SAR organization will deliver. They mean, when they say service, they mean service.
Indeed.
So if there's a need, they call the SAR organization.
Indeed. Indeed. And the willingness of the doctors and volunteers to help.
So from Sai home in Tacloban, Philippines, you went to your own home in Guyana and back to your true home, Prashantinilay.
Prashantinilay, yes. We are very fortunate, very blessed to be here for Baba's birthday and to be volunteers again with the medical camp, with Dr. Raju and Dr. Gita Kamat and Dr. Hari. You know, these are my loved ones who I love to be with. Anywhere there is an opportunity for me to be with them, I love being with them. My gratitude to Dr. Reddy also for letting me be a part of whatever he wills for me to do.
Wonderful. And before we conclude, I want you to share some instances of what has kept you going in this last 1 year, going on with so much vigor, going on with so much of happiness, even though it is so straining.
Brother, I can do two things. I can sit in front of the TV and do nothing. That's not me, and I would not do that. I kept myself very busy with knowing that is not what is expected of me, knowing Baba's teachings. Because Baba's teachings has taught, don't waste time. Even though I'm not working, I was able to visit my sister in Canada, my dad also, and see them, see how he's doing. But most importantly, look for opportunities to be helpful, to make things happen, to do things that will benefit everyone, or to make more contribution to our society.
Yes.
Whereby whatever we do locally within our communities where we live, or expand that outside of our reach. I like to build and continue building that network of relationship. And when I say relationship, I don't mean that I expect something in return, but knowing that someone is there that I can reach out to get information or how to do in that locality, or what is it that the customs are for that area. What is it that I need to learn from them that I can be of service or be useful to? Because it doesn't become useful if you do not know and you try
right.
to do.
Right.
You want it to be useful to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what is giving me the enthusiasm to want to learn that I can be applicable
in
the environment where Baba places me on short notice.
Mm-hmm.
This aspect is driving me and keeping me active. Sometimes I feel like I send too many emails or I make too many phone calls.
Mm.
But in the end, they do come to a fruitful conclusion.
Yes.
Where everyone benefits.
Yes.
And I only take it in that way that when I send them out, they don't see it as disturbing them or causing their inbox to be filled with too much stuff and fluff.
Mm.
But it's only meant to help and be useful. In my opinion, if I'm not useful, what am I here for?
Yes. The amazing thing is, even while you're serving and looking at every opportunity to serve, you're constantly seeking to learn so that you can be a better instrument.
Indeed, indeed. We're always learning. We're always learning.
Yes.
And the more we learn, the more we share.
Yes.
The more we, everywhere we go, we learn something new.
Yes.
And I always tell everyone that if you want to learn something, you come to Prashantinilayam.
Yes.
You will learn everything you need to know, whether it's medicine or philosophy.
Yes.
And everything in between.
Yes. Everything that will help you grow.
Spiritually.
Spiritually, of course. And spiritually.
And every other way, and every other way, I have seen so much.
Yes.
I have experienced so much.
Yes.
That I can see how you can live with very little.
Yes.
And be content.
Absolutely.
And be happy.
Absolutely.
I have seen the gardener with an old scissors, using the same scissors to do the entire garden in this fashion.
Yes.
And be happy doing it.
Yes.
I have seen the electrician with one screwdriver and a bag doing his work and be happy doing it.
Yes.
I have seen the plumber doing the same thing with a little bag he goes around.
Yes.
And be happy doing it. Now, what is it that motivates them to do what they do and enjoy doing it with very little? Make the best with what you have.
Yes.
That is what I'm taught.
Yes.
Baba has taught us this.
Yes.
I'm very grateful to Bhagwan for this blessing.
Wow.
Not to waste.
Wow. They say, don't wait for the perfect moment. Take every moment and make it perfect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Make it perfect.
And that is what you're doing.
And
you're making it perfect through selfless service. You're someone who do not want to lose a second if there's an opportunity to serve.
Yeah.
And in such a beautiful manner you have spent this year as we now move on to 90th birthday. And I can only pray to Bhagwan that he fills you with more energy and more of his love so that you grow in his love and glow in his love and serve in his name. Thank you so much. And we hope we'll have one more conversation where you share more stories
of your
experiences in different parts of the world.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Vishu. And before we close, please permit me to offer my gratitude to my beloved Bhagwan. I will never have enough words in my simple way to say thank you, Baba. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your blessings to all the loved ones who have helped me grow to this day, serving you wherever they allow me to go. All the names I may not be able to mention here, but to all of you, I offer you my gratitude. To my wife and my family, I thank them also. And to you, I thank you very much, brother. And to all loved ones here in Radio Sai, my sincere gratitude to all of you. Sai Ram.
You are amazing. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, once again, loving Sai Ram's greetings and a warm welcome to all of you to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. So as part of this segment, today I had played for you the third and concluding part of a conversation with Mr. Bob Singh from USA. And he talked to us about the various service activities in which he was involved and also the experiences of being involved in many service activities. In fact, dear listeners, today's conversation was part 3 of the conversation, and part 1 and part 2 of the conversation was played in the previous Thursdays. If you have missed those parts, you can download it from our website radiosai.org. I hope you all are inspired by listening to Mr. Bob Singh. Your feedback, suggestions and comments are very important to us. As always, you can mail us to listener@radiosai.org. With that, dear listeners, I sign off for today. Join you again next Thursday. And I sign off for today by wishing you all once again a very happy, holy and prosperous New Year 2014. On this occasion, dear listeners, let us all collectively pray to Swami to make us His worthy instrument in His divine mission. So at 12:30 Indian Standard Time, you'll be joined by Brothers Prem and Arvind for next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Stay tuned. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram and New Year greetings to all our listeners from Team Radio Sai. Dear sisters and brothers, we pray that your year ahead is full of Sai grace and guidance and divine blessings. May Bhagwan Baba bless you and everyone in the universe with His love and compassion. Let us begin this year with a few very important reminders from our Lord Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And let us bear these divine messages in mind as we embrace the new year.
Today is the commencement of the new year. Tomorrow is January 2nd.
ఈ ఒకటి రెండు అంకెలు మాత్రం మారుతుంటాయి కానీ అదృష్టం మారదు.
Only the date, first and second change, not our fortune.
కొరకు అంకెలు మారినంత మాత్రం నా అదృష్టం మారుతుందని మేము భావించుకోవటం చాలా పొరపాటు.
It's a mistake to think by changing the dates and the number that our destiny changes.
అంకెలతో పాటు మన యొక్క పవిత్రమైన కర్మలు కూడా దానికి మారాలి.
Our sacred activity also should go on improving.
అప్పుడే మన యొక్క పవిత్రత మనకు ప్రాప్తిస్తుంది.
Then you will get all the sanctity expected.
Sai Ram, Sai Shyam, Mere Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Shyam, Mere Sai Ram. Mere Sai, Mere Baba, Mere Pran Nath Ram.
Sai, Mere Baba, Mere Pran Nath Ram.
Mere Sai, Mere Baba, Mere Pran Nath Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Shyam, Mere Sai Ram. शांति दो भगवान, मुझे शांति दो भगवान, मेरे जीवन में साथ रहो Sai Nath He. Mere Jeevan Mein Saath Raho Sai Nath He. Sai Ram, Sai Shyam, Mere Sai Ram. साई मेरे बाबा मेरे प्राण नाथ राम साई राम साई श्याम मेरे साई राम शांति दो भगवान मेरे जीवन में साथ रहो साई नाथ रे मेरे जीवन में साथ रहो साई नाथ रे साई राम साई श्याम मेरे साई राम
अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुण शिवा अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुण शिव
అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణ శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణ శివ.
బుద్ధ మహావీర యేషో సాయి
మహావీర యేషు సాయి.
ಶುದ್ಧ ಮಹಾವೀರ ಯೇಶು ಸಾಯಿ.
ಮಥುರಾನಾಥ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ದಯಾಕರೋ
दया करो हे पूर्ण ज्योति
Thank you.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
ఈనాడు ఈ సంవత్సరం మీరు చాలా కష్టపడి చదువుతారు.
You struggle hard, you work.
ఈ కష్టపడి చదువడానికి కారణం ఏమిటి?
What is this?
రేపు రిజల్ట్స్ లో మీరు మంచి మార్క్స్ తేవాలి.
You should get high percentage of marks in
the చదవకుండా మంచి మార్క్స్ రావడానికి అవకాశం లేదు.
If you don't work hard, you cannot get great.
యత్ భావం తద్ భవతి.
As is the feeling, so is the experience.
వ్యక్తి కర్మలో అట్టి ఫలితములు.
As is the action, so is the result.
With those divine reminders from Bhagwan Baba, Team Radio Sai wishes all the students a very bright future and a wonderful year ahead. Loving Sai Ram from all of us at Team Radio Sai in Prashanthi Nilayam, India.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday.